Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast with your host, Team BHP.
Hello, welcome to the Boner Planet Podcast. It's myself, Dave Thomas, along with Jamie Noteboom, Chris McGee, and Tim Mazzarana. And tonight we have a special guest on from Naked and Afraid, multiple seasons and different shows they have, Amber Hargrove. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I've had some other guests from Naked and Afraid on purpose because I'm really interested in the survival portions. And what happens is a hunter, a lot of people in the outdoor industry, whether you're hunting or fishing, it doesn't matter. You can get lost in the outdoors, and that could be a risk. And someone like yourself who's doing shows like this or putting yourself at risk on purpose for the show and, you know, to get better at what you do, you have to know how to survive, and obviously you killed it here. You've been on three seasons of Naked and Afraid. That's unbelievable. Just a regular one, the 21-day challenge type thing is unbelievable to me. But the 40-day is seriously just, I don't even feel it's possible. I've watched the show. I totally see what they go through, and I believe it was season one. They ate some bad orange-looking things, and they all went out with gastritis or something. I mean, it got really bad. And the pain. And
oh, yeah,
looks crazy. So anyway, go ahead and tell us in your own words, like, how did it go, and I guess which season was the hardest for you, and maybe tell us about the seasons.
Yeah, sure. Definitely, like, my first season was hands down, I know it sounds crazy, but the Everglades was actually so easy because, you know, there was so much food around us. There's plentiful. I mean, everywhere we went, and my partner Ryan, he's never actually even killed an animal before. He is an ex-military veteran like myself. We've both been in combat, and he told me I've never killed an animal, and I was like, well, we're going to eat crawfish out here. You know, he called them crawdads, and then I did kill a turtle out there, and he called me a mean person, and I said, food is food at the end of the day. And then I taught him how to spearfish. That was quite entertaining, but I got him at Everglades was the easiest. The hardest for me, hands down, wasn't even the Amazon for 40 days. Namibia, Katima, Africa was hands down the hardest environment I've ever attempted to survive in, literally. It was bad.
So what was the worst experience?
I think the worst experience was when the lions came up in the middle of the night in Africa, and there were three female lionesses. And don't get me wrong, you can go to a zoo all day. You can sit there and have that glass right in between you and hear that lion roar, and it feels like, wow, that's so intense. You can feel the vibration. Imagine that not being there 10 feet from you and they're roaring at you. Let them know that this is their area.
Yeah,
that's fear.
I can't imagine. That's just absolutely crazy.
Well, it's literally one of those things sometimes I'll have nightmares over, and I went to a zoo, I was kidding around, and I was calling out the female lions, I was mocking their noise they make, and then all the lions got wound up at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado, and the lady was like, hey, what are you doing to these lions? And I'm like, oh, I'm just mocking the call that they did to me in Africa. And apparently it pissed the zookeeper off. It was quite entertaining, but literally that moment, I mean, it's just, it's so bad. I mean, my partner Don's crying like a, you know, he was really like scared and nervous. He was in the shelter. There was hippos that would come up to us at nighttime by our shelter. It was just scary. I mean, that's wow. The number one thing in Africa is actually a hippo, not even a crocodile. They kill over 100,000 people a year just in Africa.
What? And now, what did you guys, what did you guys use for the shelter? Is that like the thorn bushes almost?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we had the devil thorn out there. They're horrible. They're just so evil. They're still scars in my feet for those things. There was a bunch of different, we had leadwood, actually. That leadwood that we used out there was so dense and so strong that we actually cut down some limbs that were halfway burnt as well, so it was easier to manage. And we actually used that as a lean-to shelter, which was kind of nice. And then we found some extra foliage around there from the trees, which is very limited out there. There's not a crap ton of anything out there, really. I don't know how the animals survive half the time, even with the water resources. But we made it happen. We found some palm fronds. They have thorns on the inside of them. Everything had a thorn on it.
Wow.
If it didn't bite you, prick you, or sting you, or burn you, something's wrong. It might have been poisonous. So,
a little bit different than spending a night, like, say, in the Midwest, right?
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, you know, if I could have had shoes, I would have been great in Africa. I mean, my friend, he's an ex-command sergeant major. He used to go hunt in Africa, and he goes, oh, you're going to have such a great time when you go. And I'm like, yeah, but... See, I didn't tell him I was going to be naked because, you know, people might think I'm weird. So I'm like, I can't really tell people. Yeah, well, you enjoy that hunt, you know, that you went on with those lions with dudes on and your rifle, and I'm going out with a stick as a spear and butt and barefoot and naked. Gosh, it was so embarrassing. I'll never forget that command sergeant major, so it was quite funny. But, yeah, so it was a nightmare. Scars my feet still. I had so many problems, and, yeah, it was just, hardest thing I've ever experienced is hand down to Africa, man. Mother Nature kicked my butt out there. I'll admit it.
So with the show, I mean, how does it work? Like from a filming standpoint, is there a film crew around at that point too, or are you guys just completely by yourself?
Okay, so during the day when the sun comes up at 7 o'clock, we knew the camera crew would be there every morning. They come up at 7 and they leave right when the sun goes down. You're by yourself completely at night.
Ugh.
They put up some video feed that it has a 30-minute delay on it. So if we were killed out there by locals, I don't know, stolen, who knows, shot at, they wouldn't even know for a 30-minute delay. So it is real and scary at nighttime, especially when the lions came. And they do have an emergency radio. That's all they give us if someone gets shot, if they hear locals come around or an animal attacks you, a snake bites you, for example. We had black mambas out there. We have one emergency radio. That's the only thing they give us as a backup. And I'm on the radio saying, we've got lions. And they're like, just relax. They're about 2 miles out from you guys. Don't worry about it. And I said, then why is this thing looking at me right now? They didn't want to come down right away. They didn't believe me on the radio. And you could hear them. And they were everywhere. And Don screaming in the background. It's so funny, my partner. He's like, they're really here. Like, oh, gosh.
That's hilarious.
And when the hunter came up, we have a hunter that protects us during the day to make sure we're not attacked by any lions or any type of black mambas attacking us. And they're about a quarter mile away from us, maybe anywhere. Yeah, about a quarter mile to protect us. And no, he didn't even want to wake up. The medics couldn't wake him up. It was just one of those nights I was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I did not sign up to get attacked by a lion, you know. So, if you guys can imagine the feeling in your chest and your heart want to come out of your chest. I peed myself at one point. I thought, not going to lie.
So during the day, you kind of walk around, get all your firewood and all that kind of stuff for night, and at night you just curl up in the fetal position. Got it.
Pretty much. You have no idea. Like, it was like stand guard all night long. And then the camera, you know, crew, the producer's like, hey, it's like 100 degrees outside, by the way. And in the shade, it helps us out. We don't get burned. The producer's like, you guys got to go out and do something, you know, go on an adventure. And we're like, it's 110 degrees. Okay. Throwing that out there. We're exhausted. We've been up all night long watching on Lion Watch so we don't get eaten to death. And I'm thinking, if we go out in that water, we're going to get burned. And guess what? We did it. The producer wanted us to go get active. We got in the water. We got blisters all across our back on day 4. So bad, guys. I mean, we built fish traps. I mean, we had fun. We made a couple of snares. And let's be real. Are the snares really going to work in Africa with that size game? Unless you have a really... Yeah, I mean, I thought about this, you know, and I was like, even the lean-tos that you... No. It's limited, but we did get some really good fish out there, which good thing I'm handy doing that. But man, it was the hardest thing. But let me tell you, the Amazon was even better though.
No,
you're fine. I was going to say, I may talk about the black mamba in Africa, but they have the snake called the Bushmaster. Literally, you know, it's not Shannon's bush. It's a joke. We call it, that girl out there, we call her the Bushmaster. It's the inside joke. You'll know why if you ever see her. And then, there's a snake that's literally called the Bushmaster in the tree, and it will only strike at your face. And you have 100 steps, and it's called the 100 step Deadman Fall right there. You're done.
Wow.
And I'm like, So they tell you about it. It's really small. It could be, you know, anywhere from 9 inches to 4 feet long. And they warned us about it. And it will chase you if you piss it off. And I'm like, that's wonderful. You know, we're going to the Amazon. Big foliage everywhere. I mean, there was just so much. And then, FYI, guys, can't even kill a damn anaconda or you'll go to jail in Ecuador for 30 days.
Wow.
Whoa.
Might be worth it, though.
Let me tell you, so when people are like, why don't you kill an anaconda? And I'm like, you know how many times we saw them? We're like, oh my gosh, I love snake. I'm all about killing the snake. And I'm thinking, I don't think I could survive in Ecuadorian jail for 30 days. I'm going to be real.
How are the bugs out there?
So, they were a nightmare. At one point, we had 1,000 of these bullet ants come into our shelter when it was pouring rain. And I think it was on day 32. No, I'm sorry. Russell Sage was still there, that one guy. He was there on day 28. We got infested with thousands of them into our shelter in the middle of the night. And there's nothing we could do. We were standing on logs, and they were crawling up your leg, hundreds of them. And if you touch them or try to shake them off, they'd bite you with their antennas. And they'd stick them in your skin and make you bleed and your foot swells. It was just a nightmare. It's something you couldn't do anything about. Not even the charcoal. They're like, we called them ants on crack. Because they wouldn't die. I mean, no matter, we burned him with coals. I mean, we were trying to smash him. Chance is punching it with his fist. I'm like, that's obviously not the business. But, you know, all you can do is suck it up and try to survive. And I was trying to eat them. They just weren't that tasty. No, not for me.
Ugh. I don't know if I could handle. I definitely couldn't handle all that. But
It's one of those things. I mean, I wish you guys could even fathom when people watch it on TV versus what really happens.
I prefer watching on TV.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't know. Have you guys ever talked to Matt Wright, the great hunter?
No, not yet.
Who caught that warthog with his longbow?
Not yet. No, maybe that's the next interview coming up. That's a good idea.
Well, I sure see it because I already told him about you guys, and he's excited to talk to you. He's the one that got the flesh-eating bacteria on his toe.
Yeah, we'll definitely hook up with him. They definitely hear about this.
Definitely.
We did notice some pictures of you with a bow on Instagram, so you're a bow hunter as well.
Yes. Well, actually, okay, so the picture that went out with the crossbow, it was kind of funny because the actual producer I was with for filming doing the photo shoot pulled it back, and he was going to dry fire it, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I was like, don't you do that, buddy. And I was in panic mode, you know, because that was mine, and I was like, and he was like, oh, just stand there by the mountains, and as it's cocked back, and I'm like, it's not even ready, and I'm like, oh, I can't stand that photo, because I know it's wrong, and I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love shooting a crossbow, it's fun, it's kind of entertaining for me to go out there and get little squirrels, things like that, just to spend time with my kids, but I do love shooting my Hoyt, my bow is phenomenal, I love going out, I'm a lefty, people make fun of me all the time.
Those exist?
Surprisingly.
There's a lefty bow?
Yeah, I'm like trying to tell him. I'm like, So it's kind of fun. But I do know that Matt Wright is actually going to be at our meet and greet coming up in Tampa, Florida. We're going to be at an archery store. I'll have some more information for you guys.
Oh, cool.
Want to put it out to the fans.
Yeah,
who would like
great.
To come out and meet us. It's all of us from the Naked and Afraid XL Season 3. We're going to be there.
Very exciting.
You know, autographs, hanging out with fans, talking about our hunting experience and maybe we'll give you guys a call that day if you want to talk to all of us. We'll have everybody there.
That'd be kind of cool.
If you have any fans, that have questions, we'd love to talk to you guys. It's going to be so much fun. So.
We should get you guys. Do you guys ever come to Michigan for any shows?
Well, we were actually looking around. I mean, right now is where we just started doing the Florida trip. We are doing a blade calendar, me and the females. And then
nice.
I got with a bunch of the other survivalists, and I said, you know, this blade calendar is phenomenal. My next thing I'd really like to go into is maybe a bow calendar with some really good companies that want us to represent their equipment, any type of bows, you know, nice brands, kind of get it out there. And then yeah. Matt was like, we should start traveling and meet our fans. This would be phenomenal
absolutely.
For them to get to
I think
know
Michigan
would
be a big
people,
one.
So.
And up here, you know,
yeah, you should, yeah.
We got, well, I was going to tell you, we had Melissa on recently, and she's from Michigan, so I didn't realize that. She's like, oh, I'm in Grand Blanc. I'm like, really? Because our studio's only like 40 minutes from there. You could have just came in person and did this interview, but she,
oh,
I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, she'll be down there, too, yeah.
Yeah, I told her, well, Woods and Water Show here is a big one for outdoor everything, so people would probably notice that if you guys went to that show. Something to think about. It's in Imlay City, Michigan, and it's a great show. We were there. Boner Plant has a big booth there. And you and her, that'd be a good place to go, especially if her, she's in Michigan, it's really close. And I think one of the Alone guys was from Michigan who won a couple years ago, actually. One of the pitchers you're with here, Dave, I think his name was.
Yeah, that's right. He's phenomenal. I mean, what a character, that guy.
Oh, I was
he's
giving
cool.
them.
He's very cool.
I told Melissa about that last time we had her on, and I just said, so what's it feel like to know your show has zero clothes, zero gear, and their show has everything?
Oh, my gosh. What did she say? She was jealous? I am so
no.
jealous.
She's like, what those guys don't got what it takes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but if we were given all of
oh
that type
gosh.
Of survival equipment to go out there, we would have killed
clothes?
That. I mean, we're going with
alone.
Nothing. Yeah. We're making everything we have, and it's like if we were only given that one element of shoes, I mean, how much more ground could we cover?
Yeah.
I mean, how
for
much
sure.
more areas we would have, you know, devoured to go into to go hunting, but it's so dense in foliage, we were like, oh, that looks like we're going to die in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even walk okay. in my house without stepping on a Lego, so I can't even imagine.
It happens. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. You know, those are two shows I watch. Yeah. I watch Naked, Afraid, and Alone. I watch both, and I do think they're both great shows. I think they're different. They're a lot different. I mean, the Vancouver Island idea for Alone, that island's crazy. I mean, it's really watery, wet, constant, thick undergrowth. So even with the gear, I see these guys struggling really bad. Like, to try to even move or get anything done. I've seen people run away from seeing a bear the first time, which I can't believe even aired on TV how funny that was.
Oh my god.
The one dude heard a bear
mean,
and was like, I'm out.
Thing, yeah.
I'm out. Come get me. I'm out of here. I'm like, really?
You're like, shocker. Did you not think they were going to be there? I mean, you know where you're
well,
going.
And
you know?
The worst part is the guy was ex-military, which I couldn't believe it. I'm like, dude, aren't you
oh
like, what? How are you in the military if you're scared of a bear? And he's a big dude.
I know. It's like one dude. Of those, you can, it's like you can be in combat and get shot at by somebody shooting at you, and you think it's fun and exciting, but then a bear comes after you, and you're like, I'm out. Oh, my God. That is crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, but the Naked and Afraid, I mean, I've been blown away over the years just watching. I mean, it's just, it's so intense, and the XL was just ridiculous. I mean, I've not watched this full season yet. I've actually, last year's, I'm pretty in tune with that one and what those guys did to survive and the politics in there and what it came to. I'm assuming the same thing happened to you guys this season at some point, which I will know when I see it. But then again, you know, I know how shows are. They twist a little bit of what's really going on. It might not be as bad
as
they make it seem.
You're right. And there's so much other things that happen that it's insane and how much time and effort. I mean, there's like hundreds of thousands of hours of footage that they have. It's insane. It's
Jeez.
Thousands of hours. And they're breaking it down to 44 minutes. Each episode,
yeah.
and you're getting a total of 12. So, and they're focusing on the drama is what me and my group really had a problem with because we had so many good moments.
Yeah.
And if you only focus on negative energy, it's like, man, we had such a good drive in our group. After Russell left, I mean, Russell is a very mean person, and he'll admit it. If you guys ever talk to him, he'll say he's a jerk. He'll admit it. After he left, we had such a positive energy, and we were working like brothers and sisters, and it was actually cohesive. We were great. And they didn't show that. They're focused on so much negative for, they said they wanted more viewers, but I said, you know, some viewers want to see people thrive. They mm-hmm. want to see, oh my gosh, they did it. They did great. There's so many things that Giovanna created, her different bird traps she makes. I mean, they didn't show any of those.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. And she read a book, never done this before, read an actual Yukon survival guide, read the book, came out there to Ecuador, and built it with just her memory. And I would watch her, and I'm like, you are quite entertaining to watch. And she's actually intelligent, really intelligent. So I don't know. I just wish they would have focused more on the positive light and how good survivalists really are versus just the drama. and the argument's sake. So
yeah, well, you know, that's TV, agree with you on that. Right? That's how they kind of...
Oh, no, it really is. Yeah, and I wish that, you know, it'd be really cool if Naked and Afraid could have fans the ability to log in anytime 24/7 to actually watch it live. Because, yes,
wow,
I mean,
that's
I tried talking Discovery into it. I
you
talked
better
to producers
copyright
about
that.
It. I said, listen, I said, if you were just to have a video footage, a certain time of live video cover, I mean, everything we do out there is real, so we have nothing to hide. So why not allow the fans to see it? I used to be a huge fan, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, I love this show, and I want to get out there and kick butt. And I'd be like, man, too bad I couldn't just log in and watch what they're doing. Even if they're eating fish right now, I could see what they're doing. I could feel like I'm part of the group. I can hear all of the talk that they're having. I mean, it makes me feel like I'm with them.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I think it'd be sweet, even if they did a show just based around that. You know, just a show, maybe it's not, maybe it's a Naked Afraid live or something, right? A specific variant of it, you know?
If they have nothing to hide, then they should do it.
Discovery Channel, you owe me for that one.
patent it. No.
how was it working with Discovery Channel? Are they pretty cool? Are they uptight? Are they, you know, how is that?
Well, Discovery Channel, working with them, we had some really good representatives. Mainly, it's actually a production company called Renegade. And they are actually like a sister company who work for Discovery. So everybody works for somebody.
Gotcha.
So we have our production company, Renegade, that owns Naked and Afraid, and Discovery buys it and actually airs it on their channel.
So, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but we do have representatives there, and they are so cool. I got to admit, I've got my rep, Kyle. He's amazing. He always gets everything done for us. We have questions. He's always there to answer it. I mean, good people. And I really appreciate that because, and everybody says, you guys must make so much money doing this.
No.
We are, it's like the same paycheck I would get at work. That's what kills me. I'm like, oh man, I'm out here like gonna put my life at risk here for the same paycheck, but it's worth it. I would rather do it for the adventure is what we do.
Yeah, I think it's like anything else. When you get into even the hunting industry alone, they don't make a lot of money necessarily on the show itself. That's generally just gives you some exposure, right, to get on podcasts like this and different things. Like you get the, you know, people want to talk to you. They want to know you. And so that's what changes. And it gives you opportunities to do other stuff, right? Get a sponsorship from Yeti or get, you know, you can make money in different ways. But people like to think that just because you're on TV, you're like a millionaire. You know, it's like not nearly close to that.
All the time people ask me, like, well, this is your third time, so you must be breaking it in. And I'm like, No.
But you're having fun.
Use all my earned money at work. That's what I told him. I said, even though I came back with parasites, even from the Amazon, I got really sick when I got back. We all got parasites except for Shannon. So Shannon, I don't know what kind of crazy stuff she had in her intestine system, but she didn't get parasites, let me tell you. But
she's,
man, we all got
some
type of form of them.
Some blueberries or something.
Apparently, I mean, she was so funny boiling water, though. Okay, so the rule of thumb is you boil the water for 10 minutes. And then after that, after it's been boiling continuously for 10 minutes, you can drink it. Shannon swore up and down, nope, 20 minutes. And we'd sit there and be so thirsty. And we're like, oh, my gosh, Shannon, you're God.
Gets
but
thirsty
she didn't get parasites.
Evaporated.
She did not.
That's
weird. I'm telling you, 90% of it evaporated. And I was just like, I have to walk an eighth of a mile down a, you know, a muddy hill and get the water, carry it back up. And it's already a 15-pound pot that I'm carrying. It's empty. So I had to fill it up, and I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty buff coming back, guys.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I was like, man, okay.
You must have been so hungry, though.
I don't know, it's something awesome. I was actually not that hungry when we got back. They picked us up on the boat, the local army, and I was like, oh my gosh, are they here to pick us up or arrest us?
Yeah,
like,
that's scary.
I'm looking around, and they're like, no, get on the boat. And I'm like, okay, cool, come next army, you know. And
not that you had a choice.
Those guys.
Not
yeah,
that you had a choice.
I was like, they have guns. I'm naked on a raft. I might as well get on this damn thing. So,
they're like, you look good.
Get
down.
Yes. You get on. You come work for food,
like,
you know.
Oh, they tell the guy, you stay here.
What a nightmare. It was so bad, but they actually gave us really good food, except for there was no fruit. And we wanted fruit so bad. There's no fruit out there. We wanted something decent that wouldn't hurt our stomach. And, man, they gave us all this junk food. Chocolate, popcorn, Doritos. They had them all flown in. Twinkies. We had deep-fried French fries. I ate half a bowl and puked, and I still kept eating because it was so damn good, guys.
Yeah.
So
it was
crazy. A good experience. It really was. I know. I want to go again. They're talking about maybe pitching a 60-day Naked and Afraid XL, and I want to go on it.
Or
so
Naked and Afraid
Mini
Live.
I know. Nobody
live.
Knows about it yet. I don't even know I'm supposed to say that yet, but they're pitching the idea, and it's going to be the best of the best, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I need to do this.
The XL people,
I mean,
the best of them, right?
It.
Which you know you're going to get that one dude from last year. He's going to be on there, him and the other dude, because they're on dual survival. So they'll be on it.
Yes. Oh, EJ. Oh, oh man. Yeah. EJ and, yes, they're phenomenal people.
I love those guys. They're so cool. I want to get them on the podcast, so you can help me with that. But they, I just got to talk to them. They're so, like, I love that they were so alive when it came to doing the stuff. And they made it, like, a passion.
Enjoyable.
To enjoy it and, like, got nuts about it. And I loved it. I was watching going, this is incredible. These guys are, like, awesome. You know, like, this is how you do it. If you're going to do it, then do it and love doing it. Not just, like, moat around and, you know, be, like, you know, crazy and have fun with it, you know. I can't imagine
and
Tim
here
doing
it. And the first time I met EJ, he, I mean, when you actually meet him in person, he is so tall. He's, like, 6'4".
Wow.
Like, I'm looking up to this guy, and I'm like, oh, my. And Jeff's tall, too. So you don't know that they're tall.
Yeah, I
didn't
know
that. They're about the same height. I'm looking up. I'm like, I'm kind of short right now. So I gave him a big hug, you know, and we got to hang out and talk. And what a good person. Not only is he really intelligent, he's military, he's retired Command Sergeant Major, he's a phenomenal guy, but he's a great, outstanding person where he knows his skills, and he likes helping other people is what's phenomenal. And he'd probably love talking to you guys. So once you get to meet him, you'll never want to hang up the phone. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, really for sure. Well, Amber, hey, thanks a lot for doing this. We appreciate it and being a part of the podcast. And, you know, if you're out there, you haven't seen the show, check out Naked and Afraid XL. And you can find Amber on tons of different seasons. So, three different seasons of the
I
show.
Know. Are we allowed? Am I allowed to announce the calendar?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Let us know what you want. You can tell anything you want. Go ahead.
So, yes. So, right now, if you are any type of Blade fanatic, right now we are making a calendar for the top 12 knife makers in America. And some of the companies we have are three winners from the History Channel Forged and Fired that are going to be in our calendar. Now, the calendar is just the Naked and Afraid XL females from Season 3, which is me, Melissa, Giovanna, and Miss Shannon. And the calendar is called Naked with the Blade. And no, gentlemen, we are not naked. We are classy, not trash. But if you'd like to check out the website to order your calendar, pre-order your 2018, we are putting autographs on the first 50 of them that we sell. And they went on sale a week ago at www.nakedwithablade.com. And if you want to come to Tampa, Florida on the 11th, we'll definitely put more information out in August, and we'd love to see you guys there.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, and if you, like I said, you guys consider that Woods and Waters, September, I think, 11th weekend. So something to think about.
Yeah,
talk to
August,
Melissa.
August 11th.
The Woods and Water one's in September, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That
in
is
Michigan.
In September. Yeah, okay.
So something to consider if you guys are coming up. And we'll have a booth there so you guys can chill at our booth and, you know, meet people there. That'd be cool. BHP presents Naked and Afraid.
Oh, we'd love to do that. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to set that up, and I'll make sure I talk to Matt about it. And we're going to have to talk to Melissa and be like, do you know about this? Because we need to get this going.
Yeah, for sure. She'll do it. She's cool. Yeah, she'll be like, all right. So, all right, well, have a good one. Thank you so much for doing this, and we appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having me, and I'm really grateful to meet you guys. And I can't wait to meet you in person. I look forward to it, so it'll be fine. We'll have a shoot-off.
Done.
Hey, no pressure, guys. I'm just saying, no pressure.
Or shoes.
I'll put clothes on so you be comfortable. Nothing awkward.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
All right, bye, hon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.